Hello, and welcome to another edition of Outside the Box, where the ideas are guaranteed to be unique and provocative, whether you agree with them or not. Today's topic is the precautionary principle. Do you believe in the legal principle of innocent until proven guilty? I've always liked that, because it seemed worse to me to lock up an innocent person than to let a guilty one walk free. Don't declare guilt if there is still doubt. But that feeling of mine never had a name until a few weeks ago, when I came across what's called the precautionary principle. What that means is that any action or policy that might cause serious harm should not be pursued unless we're sure there won't be any serious harm. They have to prove that something is safe, not us proving something isn't. Or more simply, better safe than sorry. Look before you leap. The precautionary principle is usually applied to health or environmental situations. Don't introduce genetically modified organisms into our food if you don't know what they might do to our health. Don't feed dead cows to live cows if it might cause mad cow disease. Don't spray toxins onto crops if neighbors or consumers might get sick. It's always bothered me that the health of farm workers and neighbors took a back seat to the right of farmers to spray their crops. Now there's a principle of better and worse that can be used to argue for health over economic concerns. Some other situations? Don't introduce kudzu or milfoil or some other foreign plant or animal to an area if you're not sure what it'll do to native species. Don't clone a species. Don't mess with someone's DNA. This works best when we're first thinking about a new idea or technology. After all, it's the precautionary principle. Once the cat's out of the bag, like car exhaust producing carbon dioxide, which causes global warming, it's harder to apply the principle. This principle can assume certain priorities, that public health trumps economic benefits, that a safe environment has priority over technological innovation. The precautionary principle can work in many situations. One example might be human rights, the choice of innocent over guilty. Don't buy certain items if people might be exploited in their production. In this case, human rights is trumping financial costs. A few other potential applications. Don't fight a war if we can use nonviolent alternatives or do negotiation. Life is more important than freedom. Hire women instead of men for a job when both are qualified. When we have to choose, there will probably be harm either way. Harm to a farmer who can't use a cheap technology versus harm to some people's health. Or stopping economic development to avoid damaging the environment. That's why we need priorities, like health or the environment, over economics. Just as there are problems as well as benefits in applying the precautionary principle, there are also problems and benefits with the principle itself. Maybe cloning of a living thing or even a human will be really beneficial. Maybe introducing a non-native species will help an environment. Maybe we need to just take a risk in a certain situation, even if some people and/or the environment will get hurt, because the benefits could outweigh the downsides. Of course, the precautionary principle could be used to oppose any change in the status quo, since there might be negative consequences somewhere, no matter how good the change. So the principle is only as good as the priorities it chooses. We can throw the precautionary principle out the window, but only in cases where there is what I would call informed consent. That means that anyone who is or might be affected has the chance to say yes or no to the idea. It can work on an individual or small group level, but it's almost impossible in cases where a lot of people are impacted. That's where the precautionary principle helps us to prioritize and decide. Informed consent could mean an individual patient dealing with cancer can ignore the precautionary principle and choose a very difficult treatment if it might prolong her or his life. A motorcyclist can forego a helmet, since she or he will be the one primarily affected by a head injury. A few people living on an island might choose to introduce some new species, as long as they're the only ones who have to live with the results. Does the precautionary principle help you to make choices in situations where the answer is not clear-cut? Have you been using it already? Or is it something you might try in the future? If you think this principle might be dangerous or right up your alley, send an email to news@weru.org or call 469-6600. I'm Larry Danziger, and here's wishing you great success today in practicing your principles.